Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to My Myopathy. What the band government you are seeing so much, I've stopped counting, so it's just My Myopathy. Just a little bi-weekly or weekly blog about my life with my myopathy and what I do and how I deal with it and all that. Going to get into some new news. Hopefully I got a wireless headpiece. Hopefully it works and you can hear me okay. If anyone would like to call in, the call-in number is 718-305-6950. And one of the big updates I want to get to is do patients for safe access and normal and stuff like that. We tried to get medical cannabis reclassified, and it was shut down again by the Supreme Court. Go figure. That's some of the latest news. It's not a pressing issue because we got all this economical stuff with the government and the monopoly game going on. You know, politicians need to be changed frequent and often, just like a child's diaper, for the same reason. And, excuse me, that's why I think, you know, medical cannabis right now is not really a high priority. So. But it's just one of those things that I support, and I get the magazines and I read. And it's nice when you have magazines that actually have, because there was a guy that studied medical cannabis, and he goes, well, I found a lot of the people that use it can have chronic cough. But compared to other medications out there, that's pretty minuscule, you know. So I think this myopathy show might be a lot about medical cannabis and cannabis in general, because it's such a useful plant. I mean, when you think about paper, for example, most of it comes from wood. Well, where does the paper from the wood come from? It comes from cellulose. Well, cannabis is like 99.999% cellulose. Well, wood is like 40%. So it just boggles my mind, because like in Vermont, I think even when I lived there in 99, they had legislation that was passed that allowed them to grow hemp. But since it's classified as the same thing as marijuana, as the government calls it, they can't grow it. And that's, I would say, the M word once in a while, just because most people, when I talk about cannabis, what do you talk about? I said, oh, yeah, the government, yeah, marijuana. That's what you would know it by. But it's just one of those things. I mean, I'm doing a lot better in my life. Health-wise, I feel. I mean, yeah, I have issues. Like when I have to go in at like 8 o'clock in the morning and I'm work till, you know, 9 o'clock at night, yeah, I'm going to have issues. I'm going to be sore. It doesn't damage my body, per se. So it's all good. I'm just going to give you an update also on my book that I'm doing. I do have a GoFundMe account. If anyone ever listens to this and actually wants to go, hit me up on my Facebook. My name's Kyle Workout, and I can send you the link. I've had a couple people, a good friend of mine I've known since he changed my diapers, Mel Bretzman's like, well, you need to have more recipes. You need to be bigger. I'm like, 57 pages, 21 recipes, gluten-free. I'm a chef, and, you know, and it's like $30 my cost if I bought 300 copies. So that's where I'm at with that, in case any of my friends are wondering, because I post a lot about that. And so I'm just thankful I'm on two legs, you know. I mean, I have some people that kind of joke like, well, huh, your buddy died over the summer, you know, Justin Fitzgerald in a motorcycle accident. And he goes, you're probably better off. The way this country is going, I'm like, Nah, I mean, you know, We made it through the Revolutionary War. You know, we've made it through hard times. We're going to have hard times. We're not going to get to paradise without going through hard times. So, like, I was joking. I could be in a corner crying, you know, but I'm not. I get up and I do and I go to the best of my ability. And that's what life's about. I mean, that's what the Bible doesn't say, you know, give me your poor, your weak, you're tired and hungry. Well, yeah, it does. It doesn't say give me your wealthy, give me your well-to-do, give me your healthy, you know. And, excuse me, got a frog in my throat and it won't go away. But I was doing I've reenacted for years and I was at the Feast of the Hunter's Moon and I got to help, like on Thursday I got to put my drama stuff for needy kids and Friday I got to do, play music for the normal regular like elementary school kids and stuff that come out. And it's one of those things that I was like, I was drained after that. That weekend took everything out of me. That's why it took like a day or two after to, you know, get back to normal. You know, and well, that's basically what I do. You know, I just got to do stuff to keep myself going after. I mean, cause it's not like I can do anything I want. I just know that I'm going to suffer. I don't talk about anything about it, but, you know, I do run a support group that has, like, almost 50 people now, and I help them out, and some of them are parents for kids, some of them have issues, some of them are answers, and I think the bottom line we all come to them, because it's a closed group, so anything they say stays there, but in generalization, we all kind of have the same realization, like, well, why me, why, you know, I'm having this done or that done. Has anyone else had this done? I was told this, and well, that's what I was told. Well, this person had this done, and I won't talk about myself, but when I had a muscle biopsy, which I don't wish on my worst enemy. You know, seriously, you want to get someone to talk? You just slice open their leg and start cutting their muscle tissue. When they strap you down. And I knew somebody that was sedated for it, so I didn't feel much. I'm like, well, I was told you couldn't do any of that because it affects the muscle readings. So, and it's a constant, I love to learn. And one thing I was always taught by Heidi Schubert, a chef, he goes, the day you stop learning, hang up your chef coat and apron and do something else. And you always got to be learning. And it's just, when someone says, I got this thing or that thing, and it's fun to look it up and try to figure out what it is because, I mean, I feel like I'm reading an X-Files classified document, you know, about the Operation Paperclip where 90% of the document is all blacked out, you know, half the words and stuff I can't even begin to pronounce, but I just try to go through and I know what this word means and try to figure out, oh, okay, this is obviously, I'm assuming this is like a molecule in the body. This is like an antibody and, you know, and it's neat to just try to learn and try to you learn. I think your doctor is a tool, you know, like a teacher is a tool. Like if I ever have kids, the teacher is going to be, I'm the teacher. I'm going to teach my kids. The teacher at school is just going to help me do that, you know. And it's, I just love, it seems fascinating. Stuff fascinates me. I just get fascinated by the littlest things. You know, I mean, and it's just neat to, okay, well, so-and-so has this, let me see what it is, and what, you know, maybe you can get it, because a lot of this stuff is so, I mean, I have muscle frozen so that in case they get better testing, they can test it. As right now, a lot of us, they can say, okay, you got a metabolic-style myopathy or type myopathy, or you have, and this type of myopathy, but they can't say specifically, bang, bang, bang. So, you know, because then they could possibly say, okay, well, if you do this, you can fix it. And I'll go to Nature's Farm, I'll try different things, you know, like protein stuff to say, okay, well, maybe if I do this, then I, you know, experiment. And, you know, and as long as it doesn't affect my medications I'm on, then I think I'm okay with it, and just see what would happen. Okay, what happens? You know, because I always read low protein. My body doesn't produce some proteins. So, but that's what I try to do. I'm not, like I said, I'm very fascinated about I think, you know, like I just go outside where I work and they get a hotter balloon thing. I didn't realize this, but I guess depending on the barometric pressure, it won't rise and stuff, and they have to check the barometric pressure and this and that, and it just fascinates me that something can float like a helium balloon. It's just neat that it can float. And it may sound cheesy, but that's just, it's fascinating. I mean, when you look at the pyramids, how are they built? And, you know, and I, if people in my support group, I just love looking up and finding out about different stuff and seeing if there's, have you tried this? Have you even suggested that? Have you, you know, just saying, you know, just, you know, go to your doctor and say, hey, you know, would this work? Would that work? I'm not a medical professional. I just, it's just, okay, well, you would think that you could just take a pill and, you know, or you could take this and it would fix it, but it's not that simple, you know? So, it's really just not that, you know, it's just amazing how much that one plant, cannabis, if I'm going back to, how it does so much. I mean, and I'm fascinated by the fact that most of the people in the Netherlands mix it with tobacco and smoke it, and they virtually have no issues of lung problems. But it's just amazing that we have all this promising knowledge about this plant and have for thousands of years, and they still put profit over people, pharmaceutical companies. You know, because they want you to use the pharmaceutical, not, I mean, if I had to go to the pharmacy and I can get my medical cannabis extract, so what? Who cares if Eli Lilly does it? I would know that I'm getting something that's accurate, you know, precise every time I'm getting the same medication. You know, like I always hope it because I've had people, all you want to do is get high, that's a dangerous drug. I'm like, really? But then how did Steve Jobs keep Apple going if he smoked? How did so many other people? Hold on, just a second. So, I mean, that's what I'm doing. You know, so just, so that's just, hey, man, my mom stopped by. Yeah, my mother did check. So, yeah, that was my mom. She just stopped in to say hi. So, yeah, I only get a half an hour, which is more than enough. Because I'm not a premium member on this thing, so I only get a half an hour, which is more than enough. But, yeah, I have my phone ring before during the show. It's live. I mean, you know, when you're on the air, you're on the air. So, and we'll see what's happening because it's showing that I am not on the air. And I have called in. So, we'll see what's happening, because it's showing that I'm not on the air right now, but all of this I'll have to wait and see when the show's over, what's happening, because I may have to redo the whole show, because it's saying that I'm not on the air, but I called in the host pin and everything, and it said I was live on the air, so this is funny. So we'll see. Hopefully this is recording. If not, well then, okay. This is funny. But that's, I mean, that's, we're, because I was joking about how we're live, and now, it doesn't say, it says waiting for a host, and I've called in, so. And my phone is still connected, so we will see. Oh, great, this is fun. But anyways, back to my show. Hopefully it's going. Hopefully it's live. I'm assuming if it's not live, if I'm not here, none of this will be here. And if it is, then it will just go and you can listen to it archived. So what I was talking about I have friends, I've had people that are like, what's so dangerous and da-da-da, and I'm like, well, if you look at it from the standpoint of, you know, I want it to be the same every time. I would love to go to the same weed rolled up like a cigarette every time, or the oil, or however I'm going to use it, whenever it would work best for me. So, this is just bugging me. It says it's waiting for me to post on. So, I don't know. I'm just kind of here right now. Just life is going by so fast. I'm almost 40. I can't believe it. I'm only 39. And just, you know, I don't shave. I got white hair. I'm crazy. But I just kind of thank the Lord that I'm on two legs. And I almost want to try to figure out what's going on here, because I have a feeling that it says it's waiting for the host. And normally it says I'm on the air. And if I hang up and try to call again, well, we're just going to go with it and we'll see what happens in the end. So it's just a thankfulness that I get from, you know, I'm just on my 2 feet and I can walk and I can talk and I can do stuff, and I'm grateful for what I can do, not what I can't, what I have and what I don't have. So it's one of those things that you just do and go and we keep fighting, and hopefully I'll be able to get my medicine to try. There's no guarantee that it might work. I mean, it might not work. It does not mean if you use medical cannabis per se that you're going to never have a prescription. So, it does not mean that. I mean, you can still use prescriptions. It'd be nice that I wouldn't have to use prescriptions or cannabis or anything, you know. You need to be thankful for what you don't have to have. You know, these, in the end, I just got recently told it's like the number one state for prescription overdoses. That's great. People taking medication they don't need. Hopefully, it's just people that it's actually their medication and something went wrong with it. And it's not just like, well, I'm going to pop these pills and see what happens. It just saddens me that people have to use that stuff. And so, I mean, where I go to get some of my meds, I'm going to see people that haven't increased my meds in one area of my medication. And, well, we normally don't let you go this long without getting seen again, but since you're passing every test we're doing for you, you're not asking for more medication. You're staying on the level you're on. You're doing everything you're supposed to. You're the exception. I'm like, well, and then my friend said, well, because you should be. And in the long and short of it, I said, well, that's, you know, I'm on it because I need to be. I'm on it because I don't do what my body doesn't do what it's supposed to. Therefore, I have issues. And what it corrects, I think it's one of those things that if you have issues like me, it works. The reason why I think some people like pain meds, for example, the reason people get hooked on them is I'm normal, so I feel okay, but then I feel like Superman because it allows me to do, you know, with someone like me, when I take them, I'm not able to do, so it just makes me feel normal. And, oh, it's just one of those things that you look and you say, why would you take stuff that you don't have to have? I don't get it. I just don't get it. You know, I mean, thanks to good Lord, you don't need the stuff. You know? And It's here. Thank the good Lord, you don't need this stuff. And I just think, and I just, when I saw that article and they said, like, you know, we have more overdoses. And what's really, I saw another thing talking about my myopathy and stuff. I knew what this. I saw a thing where they said college kids who have a headache and they'll take a prescription, like Tylenol or Advil, and then they'll go out because they got a headache and they'll go out and they'll drink, and that's very dangerous. I mean, if I'm going to have a beer, I got to wait a while after my pain meds to ensure that it's pretty much out of my system. Or I'll try not to take a med at all so I know I can have a glass of wine. You know, and to me, cooking is like medicine. It's endlessly fascinating because it never ends. Like I say, I'm a fascinated guy about all things that just questions. So it's kind of where I'm at, just taking it day by day and just trying to extract as much juice out of life as I can. I mean, just like when I get home, I get so emotionally drained, and just like, I do kind of get down a lot at night. Because, okay, I'm so exhausted, I'm so tired, and, you know, and I should want to go out and have I have a friend that's a DJ, and I have another friend that's in a band, and I've got to go see him, but half the time, I'm so exhausted, but any time I get done with work, I don't want to do anything. I just want to watch documentaries on YouTube, or read, or do something. Well, I'm not doing anything. And hard for my dad and anyone to understand that. It's just one of those things that I know what's going on with my body. I know I'm having issues, but they don't get it. You know? So I'm just like, oh, you know. And my dad's one, he's a military man. He can't wait 5 minutes. Well, the war could be over. I mean, we might have to stop eating because of something. We gotta eat. I mean, he still has that 5 second mentality, doing everything fast, 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 fast. But I hate that. It pisses me because my body can't handle that. It's just, I don't get it. I'm like, I'm just like the, you know, when I'm exhausted and tired, and what are you doing? You should be out. Like, well, yeah. I mean, if I go out, usually I leave work and I go right to one of the bars that has my favorite Magic Cat number 9 on tap, and I have a couple beers and watch a game. So that's where I, you know. And that's what I do when I use it alone. You know, things that, even though me and Dad come from the same, the apple doesn't fall from the tree, I have issues that are against things the way he is. See, I'm the way he is in my mind, and let's go hang out my heart, but my body can't do that. It's got about 5 minutes left in the show, and I'll find out, because I'm going to wonder if at the end of this thing, if it doesn't tell me I got like a minute left, or, you know, 30 seconds, or it doesn't give me the countdown, then I know something's up, that it when I called in, it gave me the prompts, and it said, you know, live and did all that stuff, but I guess I never noticed the on-air thing. So I don't know if it went off sometime during the show, or who knows. We'll figure it out. But with about 5 minutes left, it's just good to vent and talk about things and just, you know, what I deal with and things that frustrate me. And I know my representatives hate me because I think on my I send them all the stuff, and I actually, we went back and forth with Ringless, and the guy's against medicine. He's against legalizing marijuana. I said, well, that's why we have these debates. That's why we have people with different viewpoints, you know. But I don't think I've really gotten into detail with my hand, but this major muscle issue, and, you know, it's not about getting, it's not about, like, teaching Chong in it, but, you know. But then look at how successful they are. They're not there because they're retarded and they have nothing going on. They're there because they're doing what because they're successful. And one of my favorite shows is Nash Bridges. And it's fun to watch it now because you can see the old Max where they had like the back was the cut, like clear color of old monitors and stuff. And this is totally off of my, this is not totally about my mind, but I have an iPhone 5, and if anyone out there updated the phone, because my phone automatically updated last night, and it wouldn't do anything, and the only way I can get it to work is I had to restart it or reformat it as a new phone and lost, like, everything on it. All my apps, all my photos, all my videos, and I'm like, I never had this problem when Steve Jobs was alive. What's going on? Because I had a computer, I had a Mac, and for like 6 years, not one issue. I had an old Mac, and I was going to use it one day, and like the screen, I went to like a dot and one shut off, and I sent it off to get fixed, and they said, you're under warranty, you got a new one. It's unfixable. I just wonder what's going on. I know that Mac is way more popular now than PC, so all these viruses and all that stuff that's going on is affecting Macs now. Like, PCs always were affected, and I think that might be it, you know, but just a little rant about that because I needed sleep last night, and I'm trying to get my phone to work, and it's frustrating. Because when I need to sleep, and it didn't happen, and I'm like, oh, it's midnight, 1 o'clock, and I do a show, and gotta get sleep, and because rest is very, very important with people like us, and it's not about lazy, because there's so many people that, like, I've known a girl, and don't mention names or anything, but, you know, imagine being, like, a 13-year-old girl, and you have a party for her. You set up everything. I mean, you get a huge cake, you get, you know, signs, crepe paper, you name it, you decorate the whole house, and you do all this, and then they don't want to get out of bed. Okay, well, she doesn't want to move. She wants to lie in bed all day. But in 4 hours, she's going to have 40 people coming for a birthday or 30 people or whatever. And like, you know, that's kind of, you know, like last night I just wanted to get to sleep, but then my phone wasn't working. I'm like, I need my phone. So, who knows? We will see what happens. And hopefully, when this is done, I have an on air. That's what's funny because it's giving me prompts telling me how much time I have left, and it's saying I'm not online. It says on air light is not on, and it says waiting for host. So, we'll see. Hopefully, this new earpiece I got is going to work, and if not, I'll have to go back to my old ways. But just want to thank any of you for listening, and I kind of go all over the spectrum, anywhere from iPhone to medical cannabis. But it's just, it's just something that I wanted to do, and just, I used to do about paranormal stuff, and I might do another show about paranormal and stuff. I've had so many people recently join the support group, and I've been helping them out and do what I can. And it's nice how we can all help each other the way you're supposed to. And it's just kind of what I do because I'm sure there's people out there worse than me, and I try to give back and help others, you know, and go through what I've gone through and help them figure out what's going on. So, I want to thank you so much for listening, folks, and you all have a great day, and I will see you next time. Bye.